Ryan did a rant about 6 months ago talking about then the Tea Party will come in and they'll try to legislate morality and they'll find out it doesn't work. You were making fun of even the Tea Party agenda. Do you recall doing that?
Well, of course, because, see, that's the whole change. We want to change. We want to change. Well, we wanted to change. Well, now we got to change. So what was wrong with the last change? Well, now we want to change the change. But at the end of the day, if you could get back to, if you come into your own power, because, see, that's what they're all ripping about is now that the jackasses have the power over the Senate and the big old elephants have power of the House and now nobody's going to get anything done. Well, what's the difference? When President Obama had the House and the Senate, they didn't get shit done then either. So he had it all the way through and didn't get nothing done. Now all that happens is I get to use this to blame the president for why he can't get anything done because he doesn't have the House and the Senate and the
constituency. So
here's something you
want to
note. Here's something you want to note. Some of them codgers ain't doing so good, by the way. They're kind of ailing a bit. And if you look at the governor races and you've seen what the Republicans did actually in the governor's races throughout the country, and some of them codgers sort of take leave of absences, who is the one who appoints, if they don't have a special election, who is it that appoints these fill-ins when somebody decides they can't take it no more or get caught in the house of ill repute with the wrong one? We love you, Heidi. You're doing a good job, darling. Ain't no problem here. That get caught in a bad way, it's these governors that will set precedent. And also, most presidential candidates come from the governorship more so than the Senate or from the House.
Right. Now, Ian, who does, when Codger drops off, who appoints the next substitute governor?
The governor from the state where the seat's held. But not to mention all the redistricting, because, see, now everything's going to get redistricted. The census is changing that already anyway. So they've set up now this wave, the crest of the wave, do the most good as they do this process. But give it all to them. The Democrats say, thank you. Beat me, because let's see how good you do.
Yeah, exactly. Good luck.
Okay, one point. So you're saying that the governor will appoint the senator or congressman. That's what you mean in Washington.
Replacement as they become available.